Hey everybody, this is Hunter Williams. I hope you are doing amazing wherever you are at in the world. Today's video is going to be everything you need to know about using oxytocin. So oxytocin is a peptide that most research chemical companies will sell. And as far as I know, I don't know that anyone else out there on the internet has a guide to use it. I actually did have one on my old YouTube channel, which got deleted. But today I'm just going to be showing and demonstrating and teaching how to use oxytocin as far as dosing and practice, you know, best practices go for using oxytocin, because it's a pretty cool, nifty little peptide that you can use to, you know, just adjunctly, I would say, improve your mood and then also enhance bonding with your partner, or if it was, you know, you just want to use it for better social communication and social comfortability, I guess, would be another good way to kind of use this peptide. Today, I'm just going to be talking, you know, everything you need to know about oxytocin, from, you know, what it is, why we would use it, what dosage to use, and all that good stuff. So if you are here, welcome. You know, if you want to download the peptide cheat sheet, I have a link to that down below. It teaches you everything you need to know about peptides, how much water to add to the vial, how much to draw out of the syringe, all that good stuff. So you can check that out. And if you guys have questions or anything like that, don't forget to leave a comment down below. Now, what YouTube is doing is been turning off the comments on all my videos, but for some reason I can still turn them back on. So it's like this game where I go and turn the comments on and then they'll turn them off, and then they turn back on, they turn them off. So if the comments are off, just know that it wasn't me and I'm working to try to get them back on. But if they are on, feel free to ask your questions, or, you know, if you have anything to like comment as far as like your own personal experience that really helps the community and all that good stuff down below. And obviously too, if you would like to join the private membership community, I've got the link to Fully Optimized Health down below, so you can always sign up for that. So without further ado, I'm going to share my screen and we're going to go through everything you need to know about oxytocin today. All right, so today I'm going to be talking about exogenous oxytocin. This is going to be a comprehensive guide how to use. So oxytocin is commonly known as the love hormone. It's, you know, holds a very popular place. Most people know about it, you know, from anywhere to pop culture, scientific research, all that good stuff. So it's a peptide hormone, and it's, you know, pivotal to our central understanding of human connection and behavior, and affects a broad spectrum of physiological and psychological processes, which is interesting because we don't, you know, get the same thing with a lot of other different peptides or peptide hormones or hormones. So today we're going to talk about the origins, mechanisms, benefits, side effects, dosage, and potential synergies with other peptides that you could use it with. So where does oxytocin originate from? So it's produced in the hypothalamus and released by the pituitary gland, and it's triggered by emotional and physiological stimuli related to bonding and reproduction. So basically what happens is it binds to oxytocin receptors in the brain and throughout the body, and then this influences our social recognition, anxiety, and for women, maternal behavior, or for men nowadays, I guess. This is not for men. It does support lactation and strengthens mother-infant bonding. It improves empathy and social cognition, and then it also enhances mood and overall well-being. So it's important for men and for women, even though like a lot of times we just think about it for men. But it helps in the regulation of sleep patterns. It facilitates trust and reduces fear in social interactions, and it also supports wound healing and inflammation. So again, very powerful and very you know, multifaceted peptide or peptide hormone. So let's look at some of the benefits. So like I said, it helps with social enhancement. So it enhances social bonding and interpersonal connections. It reduces stress. So if we have higher oxytocin levels, we are much less likely to be stressed. And it also works to lower cortisol levels. So, you know, there's all these different cortisol lowering supplements out there when oxytocin could arguably do a better job and it's much more natural. So it can also work as a natural pain reliever by affecting pain processing pathways. It's crucial for childbirth in women, and it stimulates uterine contractions for delivery. It also supports lactation and strengthens mother-infant bonding. I will talk about that for a minute. If you think of a mother and how important it is for her to nurse and birth and then nurse her baby, oxytocin plays a massive role in that, and that's why there's such a bond and such an important connection that is between the mother and the child going on during that period. You know, it improves empathy and social cognition. It's probably no secret, I'll say this, there's no shortage of psychopaths out there today. So I think the world could use a little bit more oxytocin among all of us. It's also going to help with sleep regulation. So it helps in the regulation of sleep patterns. It helps facilitates trust and reduces fear in social interactions, and it supports wound healing and reduces inflammation. So pretty cool when it comes to that stuff. So what are some of the side effects of using oxytocin? So this one is interesting, and I have my own personal experience with using this. So the first thing is rapid heartbeat. So you will notice upon injecting oxytocin, I'll talk about like dosage administration in a second, but upon injecting, it can cause a rapid heartbeat. I can attest to this. It definitely did that to me. Nothing like overwhelming, but it's kind of like you just drank too much coffee and it kind of causes a rapid heartbeat. As a result, this can cause an increase in blood pressure. There are rare cases of anaphylactic shock as a result of this. Now, I think you'd have to take a humongous heroic dose in order for that to be the case. It does cause some flushing. So if you've ever had a niacin flush, you get something very, very similar to when you administer, exogenous oxytocin. So it's not bad, but you just kind of get like hot in the face and you get kind of like splotchy with red splotches. And that's normal and it will go away in like 5 to 10 minutes. Overusing it, we just don't know if there's like anything that could cause with it being, like a hormone in the body. Like the natural hormone balance of our own oxytocin levels. Again, this is not like a peptide that I would use like every single day, unless it was, in rare cases. But what I have noticed in my own experience that I haven't heard other people talk about is that it definitely causes you to have a bowel movement. Not like a bad bowel movement, but I'll say every time I use oxytocin, and I'm usually using it with my partner, like within the first 10 minutes, both she and I will have like, oh no, we've got to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to talk about that in a second, but the reason you wouldn't want to do that, because if you are working on bonding with your partner, you wouldn't want to do it and then think you're going to get, intimate or what have you, and then have to both immediately use the bathroom. So just be aware with that within like the first 10 to 15 minutes, that's probably something that's going to happen. It feels good. And I almost wonder if I talk to and coach a lot of people that have constipation issues, if oxytocin could be something that would help relieve it, because, like in the people I've coached and everything, everyone says, yeah, they kind of have that same, bowel movement within the first 10 minutes. So, I would say like in terms of peptides, like most of the niacin flush and the headache and everything, it's kind of normal as it relates to some peptide injections, but just be aware of that because most of the time you are taking it to be intimate with your partner. Not always, but most of the time. And then that can cause, you want like a 10 to 15 minute grace period to like, okay, like let that, the side effects go away and then let everything kick in. So let's look at dosage. So a lot of people want to do the nasal spray, right? Because no one wants to inject everything. I am not a fan of nasal sprays. I don't like using nasal sprays. I like snorting things up my nose and then like feeling, like a weird rush. So you can use 20 to 40 IU or 50 to 100 micrograms. Now, I like subcutaneous injection. Now, when I do this, typically you're going to get like a 10 milligram vial of oxytocin. So I would put 2 milliliters of water. It's now 5 milligrams per milliliter. And so if I wanted to use 100 micrograms, that would be like a very small amount on the insulin syringe. So let's just do that in our head for a second. So if I had a 10 milligram vial, I put 2 milliliters of water, is now 5 milligrams per milliliter. And so 10 units, that would be 500 micrograms. So you would only need to do like 2 or 3 units on an insulin syringe to get 100 micrograms. So it's not that much. Now you could add more water in order to make that more that you would inject, because some people like to inject more water. So a very small amount. If you have a 10 milligram vial, obviously use the peptide calculator. But, the first time I did it, I did 500 micrograms, and the flush and the headache was a little overwhelming. It wasn't like anything that, like, I got sick or anything like that. But for me, the sweet spot has seemed to be 50 to 100 micrograms. And I would use this like 30 to 60 minutes before the social bonding activity. Now, I'm talking about this, like, obviously using it in, intercourse with your partner or some sort of like bonding activity with your partner. You could also use this like if you were going to be around a lot of people where you're going to have to be talking a lot, like a live event or like a networking event or something like that, this would actually work really well. I used to be really shy when I was younger, and using oxytocin, I wish I would have known about it back then before I conquered my shyness, because it kind of like makes it very easy to be around people, to talk to people, to open up and be like emotionally vulnerable, which for men, I think sometimes can be harder, especially if you're a little bit more shy. So I would, if that's what you were using it for, like you were doing like public speaking engagement or something like that, you could definitely use oxytocin, but you would want to use it. It has a very short half-life. So you'd want to use it for like 30 to 60 minutes. And then it would last for, you know, like probably, I'd say like in my experience, like 3 or 4 hours. I don't know like the actual half-life of the peptide or whatever, you know, however they formulate it. But you could also use it for severe social awkwardness. So I've heard about this being used for people with autism. They'll actually use oxytocin therapy for people with autism. And it seems to work pretty well because they're able to more emotionally connect with people. Maybe one of the things with autism is a deficiency in oxytocin, among other things. But if you have severe social awkwardness, I think you could probably use this for like 5 days on, 2 days off for extended periods of time at a very small dose to kind of get some of the social bonding benefits and be more empathic. So we're kind of talking about all this emotional stuff, and it's kind of funny because this is like biohacking and peptides and all this stuff, and we're talking about something to like help with your emotional state. So it's pretty cool because you can use this to actually change your personality and open yourself up to chemical enhancement to say like, hey, I can do something that changed my personality. So if you label yourself as a shy person and now you're like, hey, I'm not shy anymore. I can go talk with people. I can do public speaking. I can communicate with people. I can be vulnerable and intimate with my partner. It's like, wow, that was me. It wasn't just like an act I was putting on. I just had to try to, you know, change the chemical state in my brain to do so and open myself up to that. So it's pretty cool from that sense. Now, what could you stack it with? So I think if you were looking for like more of like that social awkwardness side of things, you could use Simax and Silanx. So these will enhance cognition and improve mood and then also reduce stress. So oxytocin with these two are going to kind of give you like, you could do like a Simax Silanx blend if you find that somewhere from a research chem place. So you could mix those together with oxytocin. So if you, that'd be really cool. Like if you need to do a public speaking engagement or you had to like, you know, have a presentation or something like that, I think this would give you like a very calm, centered, grounded focus. And then on the flip side of that, if we're looking for this for like, you know, sexual enhancement to like increase the amount of binding that we're doing with our partner, we could use it with PT-141. And the cool thing about this is PT-141 was actually developed originally to be like a Viagra for women. And of course, more women or more men use PT-141 than women do, but they can use it as well. So I think if you and your partner want to get frisky, you use oxytocin plus PT-141. Put those together and they would work really well together and you guys would have an amazing time and you could use chemical enhancement and peptides to really fall in love, especially if like your marriage or something needs to be saved or nothing needs to be saved. But if you want to, you know, wanted to be saved, you could definitely do that. So it's pretty cool from that sense that you could do that. And, you know, if your partner and you are into using peptides and doing all this stuff, this is a really cool thing. And among other things, you could probably use like a low dose of Cialis for men to really get some benefits too. So that's what I would do if that was the goal. If you just, you know, had date night or whatever and wanted to do that, those would work really well together. So that's pretty much it. So oxytocin obviously has a very influential role in human behavior. And despite its promising benefits, we just need to make sure we're kind of careful with this stuff. Because like I said, if you do a megadose of oxytocin, you probably do more harm than good. It's not going to like kill you or anything, but you could like induce like a really big bowel movement or really bad flushing to where the last thing you want to do is get intimate with your partner. So, and that is everything you need to know about oxytocin. So again, if you have questions, anything like that, drop a comment below. I'd be more than happy to respond to the comments and anything like that. So don't forget to sign up for the email list, download the peptide cheat sheet, and people love getting the emails. It's not one of those like spammy email lists. I send out informational videos and other written emails that don't get published as videos, just with my thoughts on things. So people really enjoy reading that. So check that out. You know, join the fully optimized health community. And again, if the comments are off, I would do my best to get them turned back on. So if you want to comment me or send me an email or anything like that, you can do so. So appreciate you guys. Much love for the oxytocin video. My oxytocin signals to your oxytocin signals. Have a good one. See ya.